Luke chapter 11. Please turn your Bible once again to Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11 and verse 1. It is no coincidence that the screen is not working tonight. I want to thank God for that, because initially I wanted to be a little bit, why is the screen not working tonight? Why can't we project? I think I know why. God wants you to open your own Bible in your hands. So I want to believe we all have our Bibles. And please, can I ask if we can shut the door? This is a closed door meeting. So please shut the door. And very soon, we will all, you know, scatter our seats and just take a position, because this is meant to be a time alone with God. And if, I don't know if we still have those mats for the baby mats, if somebody can, where's Nkem? Do we still have those mats? So we just spread the mats on the floor so that the children can lie on it at the back. Let's bring them. I will pause. Don't worry. I will pause and just carry along with us with the Lord's Prayer. Luke chapter 11, verse 1. And it came to pass, as Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, we've established that one of his disciples came and asked him. And what did he ask him? He asked him to teach us to pray as John taught his disciples. And Jesus answered that question that was asked. And he said, when you pray, say. So every one of us, let's say what Jesus said we should say when we pray. One, two, go. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. We can see the response to teach us how to pray came because one of the disciples asked. We've established over the 3 previous days that there are 3 things we can always ask, that Jesus said we can ask, our Father said we can ask. You can put the mat at the back, not there, just at the back, so that children can sleep at the back. Just spread it at the back there. So children, you can go there and lie down on the mat and enjoy yourselves, so that you can leave daddy and mommy alone with God. 3 things Jesus said we can ask. Number one, what is number one? We can ask good things. Number two, we can ask all things. And number three, we can ask anything. I want to believe we all came with our lists of asking the things we want to ask, because you will need that list. And if you don't have anything you want to ask, then I will kindly say, please make a list of the things you want to ask tonight. And if you don't have any list, then tonight's meeting will be a waste of time. It's like you showing up for an appointment which was scheduled, and the appointment was for you to come and ask some certain things that you want, and you came blank. Jesus said, until now. We saw that yesterday from the book of John. Until now, you have asked me nothing. So there is a possibility that we have not asked anything, and that's why nothing is happening. We have not asked for good things. That's why good things are not happening. We've not asked for all things. So nothing is happening. Jesus taught us clearly that our Father knows everything we need. He knows what we have need of. But one of the things we have to understand is that even though he knows what we have need of, he's not going to automatically give it to us until we ask. Even Jesus taught that just like the people who are not believers, the Bible refers to them as heathen. Just like the people who are heathen, they have need of things. God knows everybody has need of things. It doesn't exclude us as believers or as his children. Everybody has need. He says your heavenly Father knows you have need of things, but he still wants us to ask, to seek, and to knock. Now, what we will establish today is where we stopped yesterday. We stopped in verse 3 of Luke chapter 11. Give us day by day our daily bread. Jesus taught us that every single day, day by day, day in, day out, we should ask for our daily provision. That word bread is very broad. So every single day, he expects us to ask. So if there's any day you don't ask, please don't be surprised if things are not happening. For things to happen, we must ask. Don't blame your daddy if he doesn't give you things, or if you don't have things, you don't have because you don't ask. So you must ask every day. And yesterday we learned also that our asking list is meant to be growing. So if you have a list, please grow that list and keep asking. I woke up this morning and I heard the voice of God. And the voice of God that I heard this morning was so interesting, because it is in line with verse 4 that we will move on to. I repeat, your list of asking must grow. If you want to pause at this moment and add something to that list, anything that comes to your mind, please open your notepad and write another thing additional to ask. I've been in my college all day, and I went also for a meeting. At the end of the meeting, I came out of the meeting, and throughout the meeting, I kept asking God. I kept asking my Father, I need you in this meeting. I need you. With everything I'm hearing here, I am looking like I am lost. Something does not seem. I kept on asking. My asking list kept growing. Every single day, there is a need. Day by day. When God took the children of Israel through the wilderness, he taught them to always, day by day, expect manna to fall down from heaven. But he gave them an instruction. When the manna falls, you go and gather. And when you gather, gather what will be sufficient for you for that day. Don't gather in others, you can keep it over for tomorrow. No, you gather according to your need, according to the size of your family. Every single day. That is a picture of us asking every day. He provides the manna, but you and I do the asking. What we established yesterday was the receiving. We may know how to ask, but our problem might be how to receive. You can ask, but there's also the principle of receiving. We have a list. Every one of us has a list of the things we are asking over these 7 days. And please let me say this. It doesn't end these 7 days. These 7 days is just to be a catalyst. These 7 days is just meant to kickstart an unending relationship you and I will have with our daddy from now on. We established yesterday that the receiving also could be the problem, because Jesus said, ask, seek, and find. And he said, he that asks, receives. He that seeks, shall find. And to him that knocks, it shall be opened. Now, if I ask and I don't know how to receive, then my asking could be a problem. Now, I woke up this morning and I began to thank my daddy for breath, for life, for a new day, and my asking list began to grow. And my asking list grew to the point of verse 4 of Luke chapter 11. Let's go to verse 4, Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11 and verse 4. And let us read together. Let us read Luke 11 and verse 4 together. Luke 11 verse 4. Everyone open the scriptures, for you are hearing the voice of your daddy. What does Luke chapter 11 verse 4 say? Please, want to go? Let us read. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. One version says, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Now, the word debt there, the word trespass, or whichever way it's interpreted, is actually very big. It has a very deep and deeper meaning. And I got to understand the meaning of it just this week. Now, if I have £100 in my account, and I lend that money to my brother Kingsley, and that's all I have in my account, and I lend it to him, and then I come to him again, Kingsley, give me back the money that you owe me, which is £100. Kingsley can give me £100 if he has the £100. By the way, it's my money, so I gave it to him. And I gave it to him so that he can return it back to me. So that is a sign of human level of forgiveness. But if I give Kingsley £1,000, or rather, if Kingsley gives me £1,000, when I owed him £100, but he gave me back £1,000, who is owing who? Who is owing who now? Who will be in debt? Listen, I loaned him £100, and then he gave me £1,000, and then he's coming back to me to ask me for what? £900. Now, let's say I gave him £100, and that's all I have. And then I found out that I'm actually owing him £900 that I don't have, and I can't pay him back. I don't have the capacity to give him the £900 because I can't pay it. I don't have it. The debt that God is asking us to receive from him every day. Because when you look at it, what did he say we should do here? Ask for, in verse 4. We should ask for, please, we should ask for what? Forgiveness. We will see something tonight because the Lord spoke to me to tell somebody that one of the answers to the list you put down is that you need to forgive. You say, what is the link to me forgiving and receiving? We're talking about how to receive tonight. If you don't know how to receive forgiveness, you won't know how to give forgiveness. The forgiveness God is asking us to ask for in Luke chapter 11 verse 4 is for a debt you and I can never pay back. The debt we can never pay back. We don't have the capacity to pay it. But Jesus has redeemed us, paid the ransom on our behalf. That is the kind of debt that God is saying we should always ask for daily. There are some things we do, in all sincerity, we should be judged. We should be, in fact, some of us should be killed. Some of us have literally committed murder. You know, one of the simplest definitions of murder in the Bible is when you actually literally stab somebody in the back or you hate somebody. Hatred, the Bible puts it on the same pedestal as murder. Hatred, for whatever reason, you may think you are justified to hate somebody because of what they said or because of what they did. But do you and I know what we have said or what we have done to God? The debt that God wants us to always forgive or ask for is what we cannot ever pay him back for. You know, there's one sin in the Bible that the Bible says can never be forgiven. Sin against the Holy Ghost. But do you know every one of us, before we came to the Lord, we have sinned against the Holy Ghost? But when we ask for forgiveness, because we can't pay it, and Jesus has paid it, he gives us forgiveness. So, the same manner, God is saying, what is beyond you that you know you can't forgive somebody? Somebody, let's say, does something that is irredeemable. Maybe killed your child. You know that is irredeemable. You have every justification to hate whoever did that. But you don't have the capacity to forgive. That is the kind of depth of forgiveness that God is asking us to give to other people. What you know that within your power you cannot actually afford to do. You can't afford to forgive what somebody has done to you. When you look at the gravity of it, that is what God is saying. But listen, if you and I want to give forgiveness, we must first know how to receive forgiveness. I woke up this morning and my daddy began to speak to me. And I began to ask for forgiveness. Because he taught me this morning the power of forgiveness. One of the things that can hinder us from receiving anything, good things, all things from our Father is unforgiveness. Jesus, when he was teaching about prayer in Matthew chapter 6, he brought the issue of forgiveness into it. Let's go to Matthew chapter 6. We are praying, we are asking, and I heard clearly that some of us need to ask for forgiveness and then we'll begin to receive. Unforgiveness is what is hindering you from receiving. Matthew chapter 6, Jesus was teaching. That is the Matthew's version account of the same prayer. Verse 5, he says, don't pray. When you're praying, don't pray like the hypocrites. They love to stand. They love to pray openly in the synagogue, in the street corners, so that people can see them praying. He says, look here, they have what? received their reward. What is their reward? That men will clap for them, not God. That's a hindrance. It says, but when you pray, verse 6, please, I hope you are looking at your scriptures. When you pray, go into your room, shut the door, pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Please, let me tell us, physically, there is a secret place, and spiritually, there is a secret place. That secret place is your heart that nobody sees. We are all here now. Nobody knows the secrets of anybody's heart. But God knows. That is the secret place where he wants to commune with us. Now, he says, and when you pray, don't heap up empty phrases. For the thing that they will be heard for many words, because you said many things, that's why he will hear you. And you kept saying the same thing, vain babblings, the Bible says. Don't be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask. And then after this manner, pray. The Lord's Prayer, the pattern again. Now, let's keep on reading. He now got to the part of forgiveness in verse 12. Forgive us our debts as we also forgive our debtors. Verse 13, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Verse 14, for if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But, verse 15, if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. In the same breath of us coming to him in prayer to ask, he showed us something that will hinder us from receiving. Think about it. One thing that we make nonsense and rubbish of all the list, the good things, anything, all things you've written down, unforgiveness. I woke up this morning. I was very angry. Angry that someone who did something very bad, very evil, despicable. I don't know what word you can describe it. Came and apologized. And after he apologized, I was saying inside me, that apology is not from his heart. That apology is because he has been exposed. That's why he's apologizing. Not because he really meant it. You know, people can be sorry, not because they are really sorry, but because they were caught. I said, no! And Daddy began to speak to me. That do you think that I forgive you because you earned it? I forgave you even before you did anything evil. I'm only telling you to come and receive the forgiveness I have already made, provided for you. Not because you earned it. So stop waiting for people to earn your forgiveness before you forgive them. I began to repent. And Daddy began to speak to me. We're going to go into prayers in a short while. And Daddy began to speak to me about asking and receiving. Some of us know how to ask. We are very good at asking, but we're not good at receiving because we hinder our own receiving. Listen, we are hammering on that verse tonight, the Spirit of God will take us further. But on this fourth day, God begins to speak clearly. The Holy Spirit will begin to answer, provide answers. We will take testimonies by the grace of God. But listen, what you are hearing now by the Spirit of God are the answers to some of the things you wrote down. Listen. Daddy began to show me. For you to receive, you must first of all ask. And when you receive, for you to keep receiving, you must keep giving. Don't stop the flow. When you ask, you receive. When you receive, you give. Then you come back, ask, receive, give. Ask, receive, give. Now put forgiveness there. We receive forgiveness from him and we give forgiveness. And that circle, we don't break it. And God is also saying to us, I heard this to tell somebody, if I give you this thing that you're asking for, what will you do with it? Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Can you bring that music up? Please, can we rise to our feet? We're going to pray for the next 15 minutes. Please go and take a spot, take a corner. Please carry your seat away. If you want to kneel, kneel. Please just try and move away from everybody. Make sure the proximity, there's enough space in this place. So please make God, your daddy may ask you questions in form of, as the answers to your questions, to what you're asking for. So the answers may come in form of questions. Like tonight, daddy said, if I give you what you ask for, what will you do with it? As daddy saying that to somebody. So can you tell daddy in your closet what you will do with what you ask for if he releases it or release them to your hands? Please, mommy, leave them. Don't worry. You just write, leave them. Give him the bag. Give him everything. Let him carry everything. Spoil him tonight. Don't worry. It's allowed. So that they don't distract you. Number three. When God asks you a question, it is to let you see at times what you are not seeing. That's number three. When God asks you or answers your asking, and in form of asking you a question, it is to let you see what you are not seeing. That's at times, okay? Not all the time. So God may actually be opening your eyes to see what you already have, but you are not seeing it. That's number three. Sorry, is that number three? I should repeat number one, okay? Because he asked, I will repeat. Please, if there's anything that is not clear, ask so that I'm ready to receive. I will repeat so that you can receive. Number one is, when you ask, get ready for instructions. So the things you are asking for, the answers may come in form of instructions. God may just simply tell you, this is what you need to do to get what you ask for. Are you okay with that, sir? Okay, number two. God may ask you questions. That's in form of answers. The answers may come in form of questions. And number three, how did you put it?
When God asks you a question, it is to let you see at times what you are not seeing.
Thank you. Number four, when God asks you a question, it may be to let you see what he wants you to do. The first one is what he wants you to see, you're not seeing. The second one is he's asking you a question to let you see what he wants you to do. So while you meditate on the question, you will know what he wants you to do in the process. And then, when God asks you a question, at times it may be to let you see why you don't need what you're asking for at this time. When God asks you a question, at times it may be to let you see why you don't need what you are asking for at this time. So the answer will come and it will be clear to you. You know what? I don't really need this now, you know. That's an answer. And the peace of God will come into your heart. Because at that point, God may actually let you see when you will need it. So there's no harm in asking, okay? So please always ask and keep asking. Don't be tired of asking. Anything you are not clear of, ask. Anything you are not sure of, ask. Anything you are not sure that God has given you, ask and ask and keep asking and ask again. And finally, please write this down. To keep the flow, that is so that you don't stop the flow of heaven's resources to you. To keep the flow, keep asking, keep receiving, and keep giving. To keep the flow, keep asking, keep receiving, and keep giving. It will keep flowing like a current. So whatever you ask God for, be ready to receive it and be ready to give it. For example, Hannah prayed and prayed and prayed for a child. And in the place of prayer, God answered her and gave her a son. She received the son and told God, "I am giving the son back to you." You know that that son was not an ordinary son. What was his name? Samuel. Do you know what Samuel means? That God has heard. And thus saith the Lord tonight, "I have heard your cry and your petition. And as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you in a way that you will be happy and my name will be glorified," saith the Lord. God bless you. 7 p.m. doors open tomorrow. We start. Please, immediately you come in here, go into a time of thanksgiving, prayer, worship. 7:30, we start the asking. So tomorrow, we're meeting here. On Saturday, tomorrow is Friday, on Saturday, we're going back to dial by 9 p.m.